We are listening, of course, to the theme from the movie Shaft by Isaac Hayes. He made history when he became the first African-American to win an Oscar for this song for Best Music and Original Song in 1972. He passed away yesterday just east of Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 65. He had a prolific career filled with firsts in the entertainment world. While younger generations know him best for his work on the cartoon comedy South Park, his leadership and involvement in the civil rights movement is also of note. Stephen Ivory is a music critic and historian and interviewed Hayes several times. He joins us now to talk about Hayes's social and musical legacy. Welcome.
Hello there.
Well, what do you think makes Hayes more than just someone who is a musician and more than someone who later went on to these, you know, various roles in pop culture? Because I'm going to circle back to what we do know, but what don't we know about this man generally?
Well, what we don't know and what we probably don't give him a lot of credit for in these days and times is that he was a guy who constantly reinvented himself. He had several careers. I mean, as I've said before, just having the kind of career he had as a songwriter-producer at Stax in the 60s, when he wrote all those songs with David Porter, such as I'm a Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming. He wrote those things for Sam and Dave. These were major, major hits, and most people would be happy with that as a career. But he went on to have a career as a performer, a recording artist in his own right. And, of course, you know, later we knew that he was an actor, and he did the voiceover for the very popular Chef character in South Park.
Yeah, let's actually listen to a little bit of Chef.
Hello there, children.
Hey, Chef. Chef, what's a prostitute?
Dagnabbit, children. How come every time you come in here, you got to be asking me questions I shouldn't be answering? What's a lesbian, Chef? For once, can't you just come in here and say, hi, Chef. Nice day, isn't it?
Hi, Chef. Nice day, isn't it?
It sure is. Thank you.
Chef, what's a prostitute?
You know, it's that character was amazing. He did leave the show towards recent years because of differences over how irreverent they were about religion and Scientology. But
That's
he
right.
certainly had a prominent role. And you know, for someone who was also called Black Moses, to go and do a comedic turn like that shows an incredible range. Let's go to his Black Moses phase. What, you know, why did he get that nickname?
Well, you know, it's such an ominous moniker, isn't it, Black Moses? But actually, this was just his way of coming up with a gimmick, with something that, you know, people could latch on to him and use in referring to him, is what he told me. He didn't have any, you know, there was no hidden meaning behind it. He wasn't trying to lead anybody to anything. He just thought that the visual that he had created with the shaven head and the gold chains and the dark glasses and this ominous voice and just this presence, he thought that it fit, you know, to call himself Black Moses.
Speaking of which, Watt Stax, the movie.
That's right. I mean,
anyone who has not seen that needs to run and find a copy. There's some online, there's some at Netflix, there's I don't know where else they are, probably Blockbuster,
yeah,
wherever.
It's out there.
This incredible filming of a concert commemorating and moving forward from the Watts riots. I remember just watching him with his gleaming chest and this chainmail vest on. Tell me more about what that performance meant in a cultural sense.
Well, what the performance meant was it was actually a coming out party for Isaac Hayes. I mean, by that time he had established himself as a major star and as a major Black performer. And so when Watt Stax came along, he was the top of the bill. Now, you know, often we refer to Watt Stax as our Woodstock, as the Black Woodstock. But the difference between it was that, of course, it catered to One of the main differences was that it was they were all Stax recording artists, and it was a great way to promote Stax recording artists.
Tell us just a little bit about Stax.
Well, Stax was the company that was formed back in the 60s, and it was supposed to be the grittier Southern alternative to Motown, if you will. Motown was certainly black music, but it always had the reputation of producing and releasing slick black pop records, whereas Stax had people like the Staple Singers, Isaac Hayes, Sam and Dave. I mean, this was a grittier, more Southern soul sound, and Isaac Hayes was a big part of that as a songwriter and producer.
Now, what album of his do you think is the one that folks who don't know him well or want to know him better should listen to?
Well, there are a couple. Of course, you've got the Shaft soundtrack, but you really got to go back to the first breakthrough record for him, which was in 1969, and it was called Hot Buttered Soul. And this album has four songs on it. We're not talking about 18 songs. We're not talking about 15 songs. We're not talking about five songs. This guy had four songs on this album, and each of these songs are about 2 days long. And this was the main thing that, you know, people don't realize that Isaac was known for. I mean, he came along and made this record in 1969. The biggest black records in 1969 was things like Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine, Isley Brothers' It's Your Thing. These songs were probably about, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes tops. Here comes Isaac Hayes making Hot Buttered Soul, four songs on an album. His rap on his remake of Jimmy Webb's By the Time I Get to Phoenix, his rap on that record is 8 minutes long. Before he even begins to sing, you know, he talks for about 8 minutes about this man and this music, this man and why he left this woman to go to be, you know, in Phoenix. So this was the most remarkable thing about Isaac Hayes as a musician, that he dared to make these elongated records with this lush, sophisticated arranging. He managed to do all of this at a time when we were still listening to ditties. In white rock and roll, you had Pink Floyd and Yes and people like this making long playing records. But in black radio, you didn't have that. You still had 3 minute ditties. And so he made this music, these long records, 20 minutes. You know, some of these things would last. And he expected to get airplay. And guess what? He got it.
Well,
amazing.
Stephen, there's so much more to talk about, but we're glad that you joined us. Thanks so much.
But we're not going to talk about it here, huh?
We can have you back on. We can have you back on because there's lots to talk about. Stephen Ivory, music critic and historian, writes a column for the Electronic Urban Report. We're going to have more on Isaac Hayes and Bernie Mac on our Bloggers Roundtable.